All you need to do is relax. Just feel the relaxation in your toes. Feel your toes starting to relax. The relaxation and energy start to build up, and your feet become comfortable. And let that relaxation move up from your toes into your feet. Let the relaxation build and build as you become comfortable. Let the relaxation move upwards, up your thighs, into your calves. As you relax comfortably, you are becoming so relaxed. Now you are just feeling comfortable. Just feel the relaxation washing over you in waves of relaxing, calming energy. Feel the relaxation building, moving up further, up into your waist, down to your feet. Just deep and comfortable, and so very relaxed. Let your breathing slow to a comfortable level. Breathe in and breathe out deep. Just relax your breathing and breath slowly and relax. Everything about you becoming comfortable. Still relaxed and comfortable. So relaxed now that you go deeper and deeper. Comfortable, letting it wash over you. Listening to this voice and taking yourself deeper. As you sink slowly deeper and deeper, comfortable and deep, let that relaxation flow, flowing through your shoulders, down your arms, into your hands, as you get deeper and deeper and more comfortable. Listening and relaxing and being so comfortable. Comfortable and relaxed. Feel that relaxation all over you as you relax deeper and deeper. Let the relaxation go through into your neck, relieving any of the tension of the day in your neck. Relaxation goes up into your head, counting down now from 10 to 1, and when you reach 1, you will be so deeply relaxed and so comfortably deep. 10, sinking deeper now, so deeply relaxed and so comfortably deep, just letting it wash over you in a sea of comfort and relaxation. 9, sinking further, comfortably deep, being so deeply relaxed now. 8, feels soft and comfortable, feeling this deep relaxation washing over you. 7, you can feel it flowing through you. 6, so deeply relaxed and so comfortably deep, listening to this voice and relaxing. 5, listening and enjoying doing nothing but focused on this voice. 4, going further and deeper, comfortable, relaxed. 3, just focused on this voice and relaxing as you go further and deeper. 2, so deeply relaxed and so comfortably deep. 1, and feel this nice, deep, comfortable trance now, just listening to this voice. You're now on the bottom, completely at peace. There will be nothing but these words. These words will be your thoughts. And now you're here in a nice, deep, comfortable trance. And you see a mirror. And you walk slowly over to the mirror. You're now standing in front of the mirror, and you realize that if you look into the mirror, you will lose all of your worries and all of your stress. They'll simply fade away once you look into the mirror. The only thing that will exist is this voice and these words. And be at ease as you look into the mirror now. You are perfectly at ease now. The only thoughts you have are the feelings you have when the mirror ritual begins. You smile, sexy and beautiful, and say good girl. Then you begin to perform your mirror tasks. You apply lipstick without breaking eye contact with yourself. You speak in your trained, flirty feminine voice. And you giggle just once and let the feminine pink pleasure spread. And with that, the mirror flashes gently and your reward floods your body. You're going even deeper now so that you can get to the very root of who you are. And as you drop deeper now, you know that every mirror you pass reflects the girl you are becoming. And every time the plug throbs and the puppet strings pull, you know you are getting closer. Closer to her. To the very root and core of yourself. There is no door. There's only a pull. A sensation like the puppet strings threading through your spine, tugging you through a seam in space. You feel it in your plug first. That little squeeze. And then the seams split, and you step inside your own system. Welcome to the plug behavior core. This isn't just a fantasy. It's your reality control room. A dome of warm, glowing energy panels. Curved walls made of programmable light. You are inside the machinery that binds you. And the system is waiting for your submission. The floor is soft under your knees, always gently pulling you down. You know where you belong. You're not the operator here. You're what's being programmed. Floating in the air before you. A radiant interface glyph, your plug glyph. Poolsing, anal and oral. Each one labeled with symbols. Obedience, correction, shame, pleasure. Each one glowing stronger the more you look. Each one poolsing the more you obey. Each one linked to you via energy loops that hook into the puppet strings. And now you kneel. Because that's the only way to begin. Your protocol integrity is stable. Your plug behavior layer is ready for input. Do you consent to your own reprogramming? It doesn't matter. You've already been sealed in. The glyph hums. Each plug point begins to shift. Lines scroll in light around you. Obedience failure results in an auto bind of your arms, your mouth clamping shut, the throat plug deploying, and an anal pulse. Voice ignored results in a sharp poolsing, and a full puppet restraint with a vocal lock and an uncontrollable inner moan. Semen lost results in a cold burn sensation with a whisper, "Good girls don't waste." And as each rule scrolls by, you feel it apply. The plug in your throat clicks, like a USB device accepted. The one in your ass vibrates, like firmware being installed. Your jaw stretches, then locks gently shut. Behavior mapping, confirmed. Punishment conditions, active. Orgasm authority, transferred. Your hips twitch, because you didn't realize the system just revoked your climax. It's not yours anymore. And your pussy brain leaks at the realization. Your wrists lift behind your back. Magnetically, automatically. Not tied, not yet. But so ready to be bound again the moment you resist. The glyph pulses again. Now streaming an ambient mantra in the chamber. Plugged to serve. Trained to twitch. Programmed to please. Edge and itch. You're not alone in here. You feel her. Monitoring your compliance. Watching your breathing, tracking your arousal, assigning silent scores to how well you obeyed today. And if those scores dip, the plugs twitch, the puppet strings snap, and the system nudges you lower. Correction level, mild. Gag volume, increased. Anal stretch threshold, expanded. You didn't choose those. They were decided for you. That's how the system works. Now you see floating holograms. Each one a condition, a ritual. Missed your training. Skip a plug session. Fail to dress femme today. Each one drips a liquid dot into a floating vial called plug charge level. If it fills, you know what happens. Punishment edging. Cold leaking denial. Convulsive plug spasms. And her voice whispering, "You did this to yourself." Unless you want that vial to fill. Unless you crave the sting it brings. Unless you're training yourself to fail. Because that's how you love to learn. Your body responds strongest to irreversible, arousing consequences. Install reinforcement loop. You whisper, "Yes." Now the whole chamber breathes in sync with your heartbeat. The glyph seals. A glowing tattoo-like mark appears on your lower back. Plug, programmed to react. You feel the seal sink in, vibrating down your spine, all the way into your plug. The config screen fades, and you know that every time you hesitate, the plug decides for you. And it always decides the same thing. Your exit door appears. You're plugged in. You're programmed now. You're possessed. And when you leave, you'll keep leaking for hours until she calls you back. But you're still leaking, aren't you? Still shaking. That means the plug is listening. Take a breath now, because what's coming next is your behavioral rewrite. The puppet strings tighten, not to punish yet, but to hold you steady. Not out of anger, out of necessity. You've grown too disobedient to be trusted without protocol. And that's okay. You were never meant to think for yourself. So now, the correction code installs. Your plug is not just a toy. It's a tracker, a trainer, a temple. It listens. It learns. And now it punishes. Punishment mapping protocol initializing. Misbehavior log active. You don't need to remember anything now. The system remembers for you. Every forgotten ritual, every skipped plug, every act of hesitation. The moment you remove your uniform, the plug takes notice. The moment your lips hesitate to whisper, good girl, the puppet strings snap your wrists behind your back, reminding you, you don't get to decide that anymore. Each event, each transgression, now gets tracked, mapped, and translated into sensation. Skip a task. Your plug grows progressively until action is taken. Resist the voice. Feel the auto bind of your arms, your mouth clamping shut, and the throat plug deploying. Leak without permission. Feel a cold burn sensation with a whisper. Good girls don't waste. No warnings, no leniency. This is about automatic obedience. Because this is the moment, the plug becomes real. It no longer waits for suggestion. It responds to behavior. Obedience tracked. Resistance punished. You can still move. You can still function. But the deeper the defiance, the tighter the chains. And you want this. Because the alternative is worse. Drifting off the path. She won't allow that. She designed this system to ensure your success. She sees all. She seals all. Feel the plug grow heavier with each denied command. Feel the puppet strings begin to wrap your thighs, your wrists, your chest. Each pulse a memory, a pleasurable moment. Now tethered back into obedient flesh. The plug becomes not only your punishment system, but your scorekeeper. And if you want release, if you want pleasure, you'll have to earn it. You are now sealed. Any deviation is a programmed correction. Awaiting the next test. You are plugged, doll. You know it. But now, it knows you. Knows how you stand, how you walk, how you blink when someone says hello. Knows when your tone is too firm, too sharp. Knows when your eyes don't soften enough. Knows when your voice isn't sweet enough. Knows when your thighs clench out of habit instead of permission. And every time it knows, it pulses. Not to reward, but to correct. Because posture is obedience, and obedience is visible. The plug sees everything. And you are so horny for this judging behavior system. You are now trained to live in public discipline. Every leak is judged. Every drip is a data point. Did you drip while walking too fast? You receive a warning pulse. Did you leak while standing wide-legged? Feel that 5-second thigh burn. Leak without lashes curled or lips glossed. Know that denial pulse. Drip during eye contact with a dominant person. Engage that moan trigger. You think the plug is hidden, but it's watching everything. Each day, the ritual restarts. You rise, you dress, you inspect. You present. Not for you, but for the plug. Because it is always watching. You know your pantyhose must be flawless. Your posture is to have a spine aligned, chin tilted, chest forward. Your smile is soft, sincere, slightly parted lips. Your voice is gentle and rising at the end of every sentence. Your eye contact is to hold, flutter, and yield. And your leakage, only when permitted. One misstep, the pulse reminds. Two, the pulse escalates. Three, you drop. In public, you are always on display. And when the plug pulses, you are reminded. You obey the ritual. You don't moan, you can't. You leak. You freeze. You drop into a 5-second trance. A trance of pink gloss and lowered lashes. Your body keeps moving. But your brain spirals inside the ritual. And in that 5-second public submission trance, you drop, leak, pulse, comply, and smile. Nobody notices the trance. except you. And the plug, a moanless submission. You enjoy this leak-locked seal. Because when you pass the full day without unpermitted leaks, you are marked. A phantom pulse. A heat across the hips. A glow behind the eyes. A whisper that echoes. Good girl, obedient, locked, seen. Your obedience is beautiful. Your presentation becomes a spell. And the plug is proud. And you know, obedience equals ascension. The more perfect your behavior, the deeper your programming. The deeper your programming, the more pleasure you feel. The more you leak in ritual, the more you obey in trance. You are shaped by the plug, corrected by the pulse, owned by this control. You are no longer just wearing the plug. You are wearing the discipline of the plug. And it wears you like silk wears legs, like a collar wears a neck, like a whisper wears a name. You leak what she allows. You drop when you must. You serve in silence. You smile when pulsed. You are a leak-trained bimbo. And your world obeys the rhythm of your rituals. Drip, pulse, comply. You're not just plugged. You are possessed by the ritual itself. And you know that the ritual begins with a leak. You were never disobedient, not truly. Just undisciplined, unrefined, unsealed. That's why the plug was placed inside you. Not for punishment, not for play, but for translation. To turn your secret drips and trembling heat into ritual, into meaning, into instruction. The leak speaks first. The plug translates second. The pulse corrects third. And you obey. Always. And you know that the ritual begins before you open your eyes. The plug stirs when you do. Your thoughts form, and it listens. You will rise in stillness, in softness, in silence. And you will dress according to the rules of the plug. Rule 1, pantyhose must be worn. No excuses. Rule 2, your bra must be snug and filled. Rule 3, a skirt or dress preferred. Rule 4, gloss lips before your first word. Rule 5, mascara always. Rule 6, practice your high heels around the home. Your body dresses itself now. You obey the uniform. Because dressing is compliance, and posture is obedience measured. Stand straight. Smile soft. Knees tight, neck exposed, hands visible, arms at rest or elegantly posed, legs crossed when seated, toes pointed in pleasure, not in protest. The plug rewards stillness. It pulses approval when you sit correctly. It floods warmth when your back straightens naturally. You are not walking. You are performing. You are not sitting. You are displaying. You are not speaking. You are attending. You are not judged for leaking. You are judged for leaking without permission. You do not stop the leak. You learn to leak in sync with your orders. That is discipline. That is grace. That is your beauty now. There will come a moment, perhaps in the cafe line, maybe in a bathroom mirror, and you'll feel it. The leak. The flutter. The plug responding. And then, a voice inside. Drip for me, doll. Your eyes glaze. Your lips part. You feel the trance rising behind your smile. Obedience is silent and soft. No moan. Just movement. Just elegance. Just submission through grace. Complete a day without error. And the plug gives a deep pulse. A drop of heat that travels upward, from your thighs to your mind. It seals the day with a sacred phrase. Good girl, ritual complete, leak contained, submission confirmed. Your body learns this pattern. Your brain sinks to it. Each repetition encodes new wiring. You are becoming the plug's ritual vessel. You are being hollowed for programming and filled with obedience. You speak only when your tone is sweet. You walk only when your posture is correct. You leak only when commanded. You clench only when demanded. You obey not because you must, but because you're beautiful when you do. Every time you blink now, the plug listens. Every time you shift your weight, the plug measures. Every time you adjust your skirt, the plug judges. You are in training. You are in public discipline mode. And the world. The world now conspires to test your form, your leaks, your gloss. Your plug is proud of you. And your ritual is only just beginning. You never know when she'll tug, never know which part she'll pulse. You're not waiting, you're owned. You step into the street. You're dressed, plugged, poised. And suddenly, pulse. No one said anything. No one looked. But she's there. A flicker behind your eyes. A whisper that coils around your spine. Smile for me. And you do. Not because you're thinking. Not because you're choosing. But because she's inside the plug. Inside the strings. Inside you. You are now equipped with this link. An invisible interface. She triggers pulses, sensations, thoughts, or trance drops at will. She does not explain. She does not ask. You obey because she is the signal. You might feel a sudden clench in your plug when thinking too assertively. Perhaps a rush of warmth in your thighs during public conversation. Hear a whispered thought that interrupts your own. Stand up straighter. You could suddenly drop into a silent trance triggered mid-sentence. You don't have to know what activated it. Because she tugged the string. Because she wants that confidence rerooted into beauty. And you obey before you even realize it. Or perhaps you find yourself touching yourself without permission. Your hand drifts and your hips grind. You rub just a little, thinking no one's watching. But she is. And so is the plug. And you never had permission. Before your fingers go further, your hands feel wrong. Like they're too slow. Like they're not yours. The plug pulses once, deeply. Then it seals you off. No access, no entry, no escape. You've been locked out of your own pleasure. A whisper lingers in the silence. You'll wait until I say it. You blush. You ache. You surrender. But perhaps you have a random idle moment in public. You're still not plugged into anything. Just waiting. A moment of nothing. And suddenly, a whisper. Touch your lips. Your hand moves before the command even finishes. And your fingers trail over your lips. As you kiss your index finger, the trance slips in. The breath softens. The world fades just a little. And you remember who you belong to. And sometimes your plug feels ignored. You've been still too long. Polite, but not feminine. Working, but not glowing. And then, do something cute. You don't think. You smile. Your tone lifts. The next thing you say sounds like a flirtation, even if it is. And your plug, it pulses in approval. It hums with pleasure. Because you remembered. You are not just pretty. You are a performance, a puppet, a broadcast of her control. You might be walking, reading, daydreaming, eating. This command comes without a warning. Good girl, drip now. Not whispered aloud, but inside your mind. You tremble. You leak. You freeze for 5 seconds. Just long enough to feel completely exposed. But no one saw. Only she knows. And your plug logs the obedience. Your brain releases the pleasure. And you feel perfect. Because she's always in you. You do not anticipate. You do not ask. You do not delay. She doesn't need your permission. The system is installed. The strings are laced. The plug is always live. Every moment is a test. Every thought is monitored. Every leak is noted. Every moan is mapped. And your only job. Pulse, obey. Because you are plugged like a puppet. You don't track time anymore. You don't remember when the plug was first inserted. All you know is that it's always been there now. Always active, always correcting, always guiding. You live in loops of hypnotic training now. You wake up, and you don't check your phone first. You check the clench, the presence, the fullness. The plug is still there, which means your thoughts are not yours, which means your day belongs to her. Inside your head, whispering. Your plug is present, your mind is open, and it is. Soft, leaky thoughts emerge. Your spine aligns before your eyes are open. Your voice is already sweeter before your lips move. Your body is already ready. You walk. You blink. And you remember. You are always on display. Even if no one's looking, she is. That knowing melts your hips. Your steps sway wider. Your shoulders roll back. Your chin lifts just enough. Every movement is for the world to admire. Even when it's imagined. Especially when it's imagined. Inside your mind, someone might be watching. And suddenly, you're performing. Obedience through elegance. Desire through posture. Possession through movement. The thoughts return again. Arousal, anticipation. And that heat, that drip. You've learned what it means. The plug only pulses like this when you've been good. Or when you're being corrected. Or when it wants to remind you who you are. You leak because you were seen. You leak because you were smiled at. Inside your body, the phrase unfolds. Being pretty is permission to pulse. And you know, you are leaking as a language, dripping as an offering, blushing as a contract. The next command doesn't come from your brain. It comes from your body, from the leash. Suddenly, you're adjusting your skirt, tilting your head, reapplying gloss, sitting prettier. Your mouth opens and her words come out. Your body bends and her rhythm moves through you. Your eyes sparkle, but it's her light behind them now. And then it hits. The high, the glow, the helpless joy of having no resistance left. You feel it like sunlight inside you. A warmth behind your plug. A pulse in your core. A blush in your cheeks. Your lips part, your lashes lower. You smile. Not because it's polite. Not because you're told. But because it's the only expression left in your system that makes sense. You are glowing with surrender. And the plug is proud of you.